It is time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Is San Francisco getting its groove back? That's the findings of a recent Chronicle poll, which found that people are once again starting to feel optimistic about the city's future. So, Phil, what's behind that optimism?
Well, it's an interesting one. You know, it's interesting. The optimism seems to be, you know, to be honest about it, sort of based on the idea it didn't get worse this year. It didn't get worse. The Chronicle poll recently found that 59% of the people felt that San Francisco was heading in the right direction, okay? And they had a favorable impression of the city. The year before, that number was down at 39%. So that's a 20-point leap. And you can see it when you talk to people. They feel that the city is safer and cleaner and going in the right direction. And it's not just city residents. This Sunday, I was down at the center of town and I was checking out the tourist trade. Now, this was the Grateful Dead weekend, so there were a lot of deadheads, a lot of tie-dye around there. And there were also, there was a convention in town, and the convention, I was asking some of the conventioners about how things, what their impression was. I talked to one guy from Alabama who said, you know, I had expected a city that was dirty and filled with homeless tents and drug users. I haven't seen any of that in the downtown. So they're keeping the downtown clean. It's still not back up to where it was anywhere close pre-pandemic, both in terms of people returning to the offices or to the hotels and the conventions, but there's a feeling now that it's at least stabilized and not getting worse, and that wasn't the case a year ago.
Yeah, not worse is the new better these days. I mean, perception is reality, right? You talk about all these visitors, the conventioners, the deadheads who are in town. They go back to their hometowns and people say, so what was San Francisco like? And hopefully they had a good experience.
Right. And we haven't had one of those notorious videos that show people running out of Neiman Marcus with shopping bags full of fashion bags. And we don't have them coming out of Walmart with garbage bags full of stuff that they've stolen. Now, granted, the Walgreens and stuff now have everything under lock and key, and that's annoying as all heck. But at least we're not seeing that. But, you know, it's interesting as well on another front, and I think there's possibly it has to do with Donald Trump being in the White House, where people are more diverted to that politically, and sort of there's a wolf at your door. You don't scream about what's cooking in the kitchen. San Francisco's politics have sort of toned down and gotten a bit more responsible. For years, for decades, there's been an ongoing fight between the progressives, the moderates, you name it, those that have, those that don't, the techies, you name it, whoever is coming in, the yuppies. That's sort of gone. Beneath that, however, we're starting to see a trend in politics, not just in San Francisco, but elsewhere. And a lot of it is a result of the state changing the rules on building housing. You can build denser housing and it's easier to do. And people are starting to chafe at the idea of 7 or 8 story buildings going up in their neighborhoods. But for overall, I would say that, you know, the people are feeling, like you said, not getting worse is the new better. And San Francisco is getting better.
Real quick, last 20 or 30 seconds. Daniel Lurie's been mayor for, 7 months now? How much credit does he get? You know that if things were going to heck in a handbasket, people would be blaming him.
They would. They would. And like I said, he does get credit for it. And you know what part of it is, Steve? Is that unlike London Breed or Gavin Newsom or Willie Brown or those that ilk, he's a very quiet guy. He doesn't have the big charismatic personality. People get the feeling that he's taking care of business on the street for the citizens rather than for himself and another job. And that's a big plus.
KCBS insider Phil Mateer, thank you. Phil will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning.